Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Newark firefighters called to a blaze overnight on Astor Street. Word is this was bad. Let's go to our Glenn Shuck.
Yeah, we want to make it clear here from the top here. There are conflicting reports as to those who were hurt in this home. There's several reports that are circulating now that there's a fatality here and that a child was injured badly as well. But again, we want to be clear. This is still information that's unfolding. We're waiting to hear from the Essex County prosecutor. Situations like this, they always do lead in terms of information. Now, what I can tell you is that this was a fire at 1:40 in the morning here on Astor Street. These are a series of row houses here. A three-story roadhouse. Again, the exact address is 28 Astor. The fire was on the top floor of those three stories. I can also tell you that there was a man who works in a nearby store here not far from downtown Newark. He saw flames and smoke coming out of that top floor and ran over to bang on the doors to wake people up and get them out. Now, the Red Cross has also told me they have relocated at least two families that live in this building. Again, the fire was contained to inside that top floor, so we're going to follow this morning. Essex County prosecutor, as I mentioned, they are on the scene. The fire department has left, but a number of police officers are inside the home right now. So, again, we'll have updates for you throughout the morning. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at the fire in Newark.
That contract deal reached last month between New Jersey Transit and the union representing train engineers. Not happening. Members of the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen voted 87% against the tentative deal reached last month. Union Chairman Tom Haas.
Trains don't move without engineers. We are the first people on the train and the last ones off. And we would just like that to be acknowledged in an economic sense.
This news comes as top leaders from Amtrak and NJT sat down with Governor Murphy yesterday to try and figure out how to prevent a redo of last summer's transit meltdown.
This is as far from a blame game as you can imagine right now. Facts are facts, but this is the spirit of coming up with a better customer and commuter experience.
So what's the plan? Well, for one, both NJT and Amtrak say they're working on a preventative inspection and maintenance program to stave off any heat-related equipment problems. They've also agreed on planned service changes and outages ahead of the summer to make needed repairs. A brewing problem for beer drinkers in the boroughs. 600 beer delivery workers, including those who service Yankee Stadium, are on strike.
The picket line has taken over East 149th Street. And for the many cars and trucks driving by, they're honking their horns in support. Noel Ferreras has worked for Manhattan Beer and Beverage Distribution for 12 years.
People that are empathetic, that could get in our shoes and know what somebody was trying to take something for them. Something like a pension.
Manuel Maldonado, who also works here, is hoping it all clears up because it is baseball season and they're responsible for distributing beer right to Yankee Stadium.
90% of the beer that any New Yorker drinks comes from us.
Manhattan Beer and Distributors founder Simon Bergson says we have made a very compelling and attractive offer over several weeks of negotiations. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Hunts Point.
Mayor Adams' new partnership with ICE at Rikers now pits New York City lawmakers against City Hall. They filed a lawsuit to block the deputy mayor's executive order that reestablished a field office at the prison.
The city council says just look at how ICE has acted in the new Trump administration. Immigration Committee Chair Alexa Aviles.
We see them breaking the law. We see them arresting and detaining and in some instances deporting people who should not be.
She says they're trying to prevent that from happening here. Then there's the allegation that the mayor cut a deal with the White House, dropped the charges, and he would cooperate with the immigration agenda. Deputy Mayor Randy Mastro, who signed the executive order, says here's the reason for it.
To advance federal criminal cases and investigations against these violent transnational gangs.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The New York Immigration Coalition to host a mayoral candidates forum that will focus on immigration policy. CEO Murad Awada.
We're hoping to hear the vision of every candidate who's registered and confirmed their attendance on what the future of New York City is going to look like for the millions of immigrants who call the city home.
This is tonight at the CUNY School of Labor and Urban Studies. Neither Mayor Adams nor former Governor Andrew Cuomo is expected to attend. Looks like Cuomo's going to have to wait until the next round in May to get the matching public funds for his campaign. The city's campaign finance board has denied the former governor the $2.5 million he was expecting for his campaign. That's because they failed to provide some necessary documentation. The campaign blames a software error in the platform they used to receive donations. In fact, they sent out an urgent action required email on Sunday asking contributors to supply the necessary info. Meantime, a new Siena College poll finds Cuomo holds a double-digit lead in the race, 34% compared to his closest opponent, State Assemblymember Zohran Mamdani. The Trump administration now accusing Letitia James of mortgage fraud. The president himself lashed out at the New York Attorney General last night on social media, calling on her to resign. Several reports say James allegedly falsified records on some property she owns in Brooklyn, claiming it was a four-unit structure instead of five so she could get a more favorable loan. She's also accused of listing a property in Virginia as her primary residence while serving as New York's attorney general. In response, her office accused the Trump administration of weaponizing the federal government and saying the attorney general will not be intimidated by bullies, no matter who they are. We are hearing now from the National Transportation Safety Board on the 2023 disaster in which two Newark firefighters were killed battling a blaze on a cargo ship. They say part of the issue was a lack of training in marine firefighting, specifically. Secondly, they say the blaze ignited when cargo loaders used a Jeep that wasn't designed for such work to push other vehicles on the ship into position. On top of that, they say a fire suppression system didn't work because a large hydraulic door had to be closed for it to operate correctly, and it could only be shut from the inside where the fire was already raging. In a statement, Newark's Mayor Ross Baraka said every firefighter who was not on long-term medical leave was certified in maritime firefighting awareness training. So far, no comment from Ports America. Well, here's the perfect activity for all of us cat people, a chance to hang out with the floofs at a new cat cafe in Flushing. Kokoro Cat Cafe is owned by Sherry Zhang and Dragon Peng, who spoke to 1010 Winds.
After a visit to one of the cat cafes in Japan, we really fell in love with the concept and we wanted to bring it over here. We realized that in New York City, there already actually are cat cafes, but there's none in the community that we kind of grew up around, which is in Queens.
Sherry says these are some seriously pampered felines.
We feed them like one of the best brands of like cat food, just making sure they live like in luxury, basically. Sometimes I joke around with Dragon, like they get like fed better than us because like customers can buy like little cat treats for them, which are made of like low calorie chicken stock.
And yes, they're all rescues from the group Angelical Cats. They're available for adoption. Kokoro opened last month and so far they've gotten 9,000 visits. They're at 133-36 37th Avenue. Visits are $20 a person, and you do need to book your time slot in advance.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.